My children are doing the preaching today. Are you excited? Oh, come on, give me a break. Are you excited? Yes, so. Are you excited? I know grandma is excited because her great great grandchildren are doing the preaching today. Huh, mama?
Huh?
You're excited today, aren't you?
Yes, I'm excited. Yes.
Amen. Oh. Uh-huh. I know my mama will always be excited once her great grandchildren are dancing up here. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. These kids, they are the king's kid. And honestly, I don't take it for granted at all. Because these kids you see today, they're going to be the adults tomorrow. They are the next generation to be ambassadors for the king. It's imperative on us as parents to make sure they are grounded. In 5, 7, 10 years, some of them will be teenagers. Hallelujah. So we thank God for what God has been doing in their lives. I got to tell you this. How many know that the kids love their grandparents? I mean, I saw a sticker one time and the sticker said, I wish I had my grandparents, my grandkids first. Because you can spoil them. But when a grandkid says to grandma or grandpa, I want to go to church, I want to go to GMI, there's something that is getting. Can somebody say amen? This grandparent was telling me yesterday, said, come, let's go. The kid said, no, I'm going to GMI. Because there's something they're getting. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Please help me welcome the next generation. Hallelujah. Are you ready, boys and girls? Hallelujah. I have my keyboardist over there, Mr. Favor Olakonu. He give us a corn. Give him a hand clap. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Are you ready? I want to thank and appreciate everyone that has been helping us. Sister Grace. Sister. They're ready. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sit down there. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquered Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 praise the Lord. My Jesus conquers Satan. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Pray, man, praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, we're going to keep it very simple. And these kids, some of the stuff they've been learning, they're going to share with us in form of questions and answers. Praise the Lord. Our deliberation this morning, by the grace of God, is the prophet Daniel. The prophet Daniel. The flip side. Amen? Prophet Daniel, the flip side. In Daniel chapter 1, we're going to look at Daniel chapter 1, Daniel chapter 3, and Daniel chapter 6. Amen? These are stories that all of us know. We started in the book of Genesis, went through some, and then gave them a break, moved forward, went to the book of Daniels, learned a few things, and so they're going to share with you some of the stuff that they have learned over the last few months. Please pay attention. You will gain something. Whether you are 3 years old, 16 years old, or 60 years old, or 80 years old, or 90 years old, because the word of the Lord is always new every morning. Can somebody say amen? He reveals to us. You look back and say, wow, did I ever read that in the Bible? Praise ye the Lord. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for such a time as this, for the opportunity that you afford us to establish these children according to thy precepts. What they are learning, what they have learned, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that it abides with them. In the name of Jesus. The enemy will not steal it from their hearts. And when the point in time comes in which they need to put it to practice, I pray in the name of Jesus, they do the same and shine forth as ambassadors of a kingdom that rules over all kingdoms. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise ye the Lord. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1. Daniel was taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar. And by no means was Daniel and the rest of the boys, they were by no means peasants. War is a bad thing. How many of you say amen? War is a bad thing. So we're going to pray in the name of Jesus that we'll have peace in our times. Amen? If you have never tasted of war, it turns families upside down. People become widows, widowers. You have children walking in the deserts, have nothing to eat. Rape, mayhem, things that you wouldn't dream about happening. Amen? But we'll pray in the name of Jesus, whether in this country, because there are blood-sucking demons that want war. Whether it's in Africa, whether it's in Nigeria, whether it's in Syria, around the world. They are just demons that are just let loose. Amen? So let's pray that we'll have peace in our times. Whatever the plans of the enemy are concerning Nigeria, concerning Congo, whatever the plans are, let them be disannulled in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the will of the Lord stand in the name of Jesus. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
So Daniel, I read verse 3. And the king spake unto the master of the eunuch. Verse 3. Verse 4, he says, he chose certain men. Children, he said, hey, find me children of the captivity. Verse 4. Children in whom was no blemish, but well favored, skillful in all wisdom and cunning in knowledge and understanding science. Mark that word, science. and such as have ability in them, that they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. We find that when sometimes we see the picture of Daniel in books and stuff, it looks like they put in the picture as if he's an old man. Am I right? Daniel was a young man when they were taken in captivity. They are probably teenagers, 17, 18, somewhere in there, because they were young enough to be able to articulate science. They were young enough to be able to understand and be taught. Some of us that are older, you can't teach them a new language. They are set in their ways. Amen? So we find out that was the case. Praise the Lord. Now the enemy, isn't it interesting that the enemy, just like he saw concerning Moses, concerning Jesus, and concerning a lot of us, he knows when a star is born, when a child of destiny is born, and he tries to destroy them before they get to their destiny. Have you read people like that? Tries to destroy them. And that's what happened to Daniel and the Hebrew boys. All through their captivity, there was trouble in the land awaiting them. Let's see I'll just highlight a few things as we move into this story. You would think that when they are caught in captivity, you think that Daniel would be excited. He was told he's going to go stay in the king's palace. Amen? You think you'd be excited. But guess what? The devil saw a star in these men, and the devil tried to abort them, abort their destinies before they came into fruition. Daniel said, you all know the story, so I'm just going to paraphrase. Daniel said, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, said, hey, choose these men, let them stay with me in the palace, teach them my language, and let them eat delicacy, good food. What did Daniel say? Daniel said, we're not going to eat your food. You think he said, Daniel said, I will not defile myself. Do you know that you and I are a product of what we eat? We are a product of what your fathers ate. And that's why sometimes in science they say what your diet, what your parents died for, blah, blah, blah. Trace the lines. It's called epigenetics. What we eat plays a role in our genes. It can accentuate certain genes. The father, for example, with cancer, everyone that has cancer, there's a P53 gene that is elevated. Eat certain foods, that P53 gene comes down. Daniel knew this thing. He said to him, he chose the men who are savvy in science. So be careful what you eat. Amen? Daniel said, I don't want to defile myself. He was talking more than just eating. Can somebody say praise the Lord? When we eat right, we begin to tune our genes for our health and longevity. Praise the Lord. Totally, he said they were going to, what the devil planned to Nebuchadnezzar was totally change these people, pull them out, and instruct them in the ways of the Chaldeans, to the intent that even change their names to the names of what? Their gods. Amen? He changed their names. Daniel called Belteshazzar, the god that this man worshipped. Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were face to face with death on several occasions. The enemy tried to extinguish them. But what did Daniel each time do when he was confronted with situations? He remembered the God of his fathers. The God that these children have been taught to abide in. Amen? If ye abide in me and your my word abide in you, will I ask anything. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. So that is what we are instructing and re-emphasizing and laying the foundation for these kids, so that when the going gets tough, the tough will get going. Because they are confronted with situations in school in which they are trying to teach them, it's okay, there are two mommies and there are two daddies. It's not okay. The word of God doesn't say so. Can somebody say amen? Amen. And these kids know that. Hallelujah. Amen. There's Adam and Eve. Not Adam and Steve. Amen. Not Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. Praise the Lord. Now, I'll stop there. As far as chapter 1 is concerned, and we're going to go in through chapter 3, in which this is team C. C, Jay? What's your team? This is team C, and that's team J. Team J for Jesus, amen, and team C for the Christ. Hallelujah. We're going to ask them some questions regarding Daniel chapter 3. Amen. And then Daniel chapter 6, which they have been reading. Do you remember all that stuff, kids? Okay, are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ethan, are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready? Okay. This question goes to Team J.
Jay is over there.
I know. This is Team J and that's Team C. The first question goes to Team J. What's the name of the king that made an image and commanded the people to worship? To worship that image. David?
King Nebuchadnezzar.
King what?
King Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay, well, I don't know if it's right. Let me check with Team C. What's the name of that king? What's the name of that king? Joseph.
Nebuchadnezzar.
King Nebuchadnezzar. Ah, these kids, hallelujah. King. Now, in those days, they were monarchs. The kids came to understand that these kings in those days were total monarchs. When the king made a law, made an ordinance, whatever he said, if he said take off their leg, you take off the leg. And it was according to the law of the Medes and the Persians that changes now. Whatever the king said took place. Am I right? So you don't want to believe in those times. How many of you would like to be a Daniel? How many of you in the audience would like to be a Daniel? How many of you would like to be a Daniel? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. How many would like to be a Daniel? Hallelujah. Amen. Having the faith of Daniel, the wisdom of Daniel. You know, words and knowledge, interpretation and all that. Right? Now we're going to see the flip side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel went through stuff. Are you ready to go through stuff? Let me tell you. Let me read something here. In Daniel chapter 1. Daniel and the king, verse 3, and the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. I said the devil knew when he saw a star. How many of you would like to be in Daniel's shoes? Daniel was among the eunuchs. How many of the men would like to be emasculated, castrated? They couldn't become fathers, couldn't become grandpas, couldn't have children. You said that happened to Daniel? I'll show you two scriptures. The word eunuch is saris. Sometimes it's used in context of an official of the government. Okay? Remember Potiphar? He was a eunuch. But Potiphar had what? He had a wife. Amen? You remember that? I'm not reading through. I'm not reading you. You are men of the word. You know the word of God. You know the story. He had a wife. Amen? And there were others like that. But let's see what in the case. Two scriptures. When I find, I say, wow. At 17 years old, for a 17-year-old when his hormone is going haywire, for him to be castrated. Are you with me? Emasculation is not a practice among the Jews. In Deuteronomy, let's look at Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 21, verse 21. Leviticus chapter 21. He said, no man that hath a blemish of the seed of Aaron the priest shall come nigh to offer offerings of the Lord made by fire. He that hath a blemish, he shall not come nigh to offer beasts of his God. Look at verse 20. Or the crookback, or a dwarf, or that hath a blemish in his eyes, or scurvy, or scabs, or hath his stones broken. So he couldn't come to serve the things of God. The same thing said in Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 23 verse 1. He that is wounded in the stones or hath his private member cut off shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord. So it was not a custom by the Hebrews or by the Jews. Now let's look at this. What happened before the Babylonian captivity and after the Babylonian captivity? How the Lord in his mercy turned things around. I said Daniel, the flip side. How many would like to have the faith of Daniel? Who in the fiery furnace and all that? Or the boy is thrown into the fire. Everybody wants to have that faith. But how many of the men in the house who love to be castrated at the prime and they couldn't have the possibility of having children? Daniel never had any children. Let's look at Isaiah 39. At that time did Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babylon, send letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that he had been sick and was recovered. And Hezekiah was glad of them and showed them the house of the silver, of gold, blah, 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 blah. Verse 3. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what said these men and whom? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country unto me, even up from Babylon. Then said he, what have they seen? And he answered the question. Then verse 5, then said Isaiah to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord of hosts. Behold, the days come that all that is born in thine house, that which thy fathers have laid up in the store unto this day, shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left. And of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall be eunuchs in the palace of Babylon. Is somebody with me? Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the Lord, word of the Lord, which thou hast spoken. He said, moreover, for there shall be peace and truth in my days. That was a prophecy. After the Babylonian captivity, so it was the custom. After the Babylonian captivity, Isaiah 56. One through seven. Oh, 56, 1 through 7. Thus said the Lord, keep you my judgments to do justice. They had come back from Babylonian captivity now. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath and from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing evil. Neither let the son of stranger that hath joined themselves to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. This was after captivity. So they were taken there. Some of them became eunuchs. But God reversed the law and he gave them an opportunity. Though they were dry trees, he gave them an inheritance. They could now come into his house and be pillars within his temple. So you see that happen to Daniel. To the intent that Jesus prophesied concerning Daniel. Amen? Under normal circumstances, he may not have the opportunity, but God changed the laws. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank God that these children are created for such a time as this, not in the days of Daniel, to be a showpiece for Jesus. Hallelujah. To be a showpiece and ambassadors for Jesus. So let's go on. How? This is the C team. Name the three Hebrew boys that refused to worship the golden image. Name the three, this is for the C team. Name the three Hebrew boys that refused to worship the image. Yes, Ikena. Oh, sorry, the C team. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who? Yes, Peculiar.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
All right. Awesome. Was she correct?
Yes.
She was correct?
Yeah.
Awesome. Praise ye the Lord. Now, the next question. Auntie is keeping scores back there. And you please bring that trophy for me so that they will see that what's going to happen for some in December. Hallelujah. Now, the next question goes to the C team. J team. What happened to those who tied up the three Hebrew boys? What happened to them? What happened to the men that tied the three Hebrew boys? Yes, David.
Got burned.
They got burned. Did they get burned when they dropped in the furnace or just even before they dropped in the furnace?
When they pulled them inside the fire furnace.
They got burned. Okay, good. Before they even touched the bottom of the furnace, they were singed. Right? Good. Now, how hot did the king get that fiery furnace? How much hotter did he get that fiery furnace? Precious.
He made the fiery furnace 7 times hotter.
7 times hotter. So if the thing was hot, he made it 7 times hotter. So if it was 10 degrees, he made it 70 degrees. That was hot. When the next question goes to the J team, thank you for keeping me in track. The next question goes to the J team. When the king looked into the furnace, what did he see? Yes, Noye.
There were 4 people.
There were 4 people. Yeah! Now, question. What did King Nebuchadnezzar, how did he describe, what did he say when he saw 4 people in the fire? When he saw 4 people. Who's that? Yes. Adama?
He described the fourth person as the Son of God.
He said what?
He described the fourth person as the Son of God.
Woo! Thank you. He described the fourth person as the Son of God. Question to this team. How could he describe the person as Son of God? So my question to this team is, who is the Son of God? Kelma, who is the Son of God?
Jesus.
You think she doesn't know stuff? You're kidding yourself. She knows a lot of stuff. Jesus. And who is Jesus? Chilitaram. Jesus takes care of his kids. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Joseph, who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
Okay, good. Now this thing, who is the Son of God? Yes, Ruth.
Jesus.
Yes, awesome. And who is Jesus?
The Son of God.
Yes. Who is Jesus?
God.
Hallelujah. Right. Jesus is God. So these kids are going to sing a song for us now. Stand up. So they have to decide which one they're going to sing for me first. Which one are you going to sing for me first? Okay, let's go for that. They're going to sing the song. I have a Savior that saves to the end, to the uttermost. Hallelujah. Let's listen to the call. But they're going to dance too. Come and bail me out to this sound system. We have to make microphones, I guess. Okay. We are in close proximity. Right? Help me out. Okay, Uncle said hold it like this so they won't feed. Okay, hold it like that. Alright, 1, 2, go.
Jesus saves to me.
Hallelujah. Now, see these young kids, they have been practicing so hard to be good ambassadors for Jesus. Amen. In these challenging times, with this pandemic, these children have come to know that they are saved through God's grace and mercies. They know that over 500,000 people died, but God saved to the uttermost and saved and kept them. Amen? All right. Psalm, they've memorized, there's a memory verse they put in place. Psalm 91, verse 2. Psalm 91, verse 2. I'm going to ask all of you. Psalm 91, verse 2. Yes, Chilitaram.
Psalm 91, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust.
Peculiar. Peculiar.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I trust.
Joseph.
I will say unto the Lord, for He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust.
Precious.
I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
All right, baby Ruth.
I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust.
Amen. Come on. Who's your refuge and your fortress?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You think you just know stuff. You have, you guys have no idea. Yes, Noye.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Psalm 91, verse 2.
Okay.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, and my God, in Him I will trust. Psalm 91, verse 2.
All right.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Psalm 91, verse 2.
All right. And finally, David. David.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will.
Hallelujah. Psalm 91. Hallelujah. Now, question. He knows the scriptures too. Look at him. Huh? Like a king. A king's key. Absolutely. Are you gonna sit down here, buddy? He wants to go play the keyboard. All right. To the C team. Name of the king when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den. What was the name of the king when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den? Yes, Peculiar.
King Darius.
What?
King Darius.
King Darius. Ruth, what's the name of that king?
King Darius.
King Darius. Was that correct? Ikenna, what's the name of that king?
King Darius.
All right. Give them a hand clap. King Darius. So they know it wasn't King Nebuchadnezzar. It was King Darius. Nebuchadnezzar left the scene. Darius became king of the land. All right. Why did they conspire against Daniel? Why did they conspire? Why? What's the big deal? Why Daniel was put in the lion's den? I'm going to ask two people here and two people here. Okay, Precious.
Why Daniel was put in the lion's den is because they made a law for 30 days. They have to serve King Darius instead of another god.
Okay. Yes, yes, Joseph?
They had to worship King Darius.
Okay. Do you have anything different to say?
No.
No? Do you have anything different to say, Peculia? You think they got it right? Let me ask. Baby Ruth, you want to go for that? Okay. Naya? You want to answer the question? Ikena? The same question I asked them. Why? Why was Daniel? Why was it conspired? Why they conspired to put him in the lion's den?
They made a law that nobody should worship their God for 30 days.
Holy King Darius. Okay, why did they... What was the big deal about... That battery's dead. Yeah. What was the big deal? Why did they put him in a trap? Why?
Because the two other people that King Darius picked besides David, they were jealous of David because he was always taking advice from him. And they were jealous and they said that he should make a law that whosoever doesn't worship him for 30 days will be thrown in the lion's den. So
she meant to say Daniel. She meant to say Daniel. Okay? She meant to say Daniel. So they were just... What did you say? They were just jealous. Have you had a situation that you are just a star and they were just people around you are just jealous because you were good? That's what happened to Daniel. Okay, the next question. Did King Darius, was he excited to throw Daniel in the fire? Was he excited? Not yet?
No.
He was not excited. Peculia, was he happy?
No.
No? So what? Yes, Joseph.
He was sad.
He was very sad. Chile Trump.
He was really, really sad.
Really, really sad. Really sad. Now, tell me what happened to King Darius in the night. What happened? Yes, Ikena.
He couldn't sleep.
He couldn't sleep. Oh, why couldn't he sleep?
Because he was worried about Daniel.
He was worried. So does that mean King Darius loved Daniel? He loved him. He found out that they had tricked him into making this law. Praise the Lord. Now, Daniel was tied up and thrown into the lion's den. Did the lions have him for lunch?
No.
They didn't. Hey, did they have him for lunch? Ruth, did the lions have Daniel for lunch?
No.
So did, but what happened to the men? Yes, Joseph.
They're being friendly to Daniel.
Huh?
They were being friendly to Daniel.
They were so friendly to Daniel. It was like he was playing with kiddies. Right? So, who shut the mouth of the lion so they couldn't eat up Daniel? Who? Baby Ruth? Who shut the mouth of the lion?
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Is that true, Joseph?
Yes.
Is that true, Peculia?
Yes.
Chilatram, is that true?
Yes.
Who saw the mouth? Put on your hand. So what happened? What happened to the boys, to the other guys who conspired against K king against Daniel. What happened to them? I don't know what happened to them. Do you know what happened to them, Adoma? Tell me what happened to them.
They got eaten by the lions.
Just them alone? I didn't hear you. Did you hear her?
And their families.
What? So the mommies and their daddy and everybody? Are you serious? Is that true, Kena? What?
Yes.
Is that true, David?
Yes.
All right. Give him a hand clap. Praise ye the Lord. Now, extra bonus point. What did King Darius do when he found out that Daniel's God was the real, magnificent, omnipotent, saving, merciful, gracious, everlasting, and every other adjective she could add to it? Yes, precious.
He told everybody in that city that there's a law. Now he made a new law that everybody should worship Daniel's God, Jesus, instead of any other God.
Yes, Joseph, is that true?
Yes.
Peculia, is that true?
Yes.
Chelataram, is that true?
Yes.
Ah, okay. David, what do you think? Is that correct? What? Can you hear him? No, can hear
him? Yes.
Look, auntie is keeping score. Huh? It's not my fault, oh. It's not your fault, oh. Is it my fault? Okay. What happened? Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
No, yeah? Tell me.
Yes.
So the laws were changed. Right? The laws were changed. Huh? Was the law changed? Kelma, was the law changed?
Yes.
All right. Is that true, baby Ruth?
Yes.
So the law was changed that the people should now worship the God of Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise you, though. And I'm going to ask each of them a question. What has, in your own words, what has each of you learned from this story concerning Daniel, the Hebrew boys? What have you learned personally from the story? Okay? Go ahead.
When you trust and pray to God, He'll help you.
Awesome. That's precious.
I learned that through all things that you do, even though, like, if something goes wrong, God will be with you.
Amen. Yes, Joseph?
You always trust in God every day.
Always trust in God every day. Yes, Julia.
You must always love God.
Always, under any circumstances, love Jesus. Yes.
Always be with God.
Always be with Him all the time. Whether in good times or in bad times, or when the going is good, when it's not going so good, just trust Him. He's going to work it out. Yes. Baby Ruth.
To be the best.
To be the best. Amen. To be the best. Daniel was the best in whatever he did. He was the best. So when at work, at school, you make all the grades, then you can say, ah, how come you're making all the great, good grades? You can now say, Jesus, help me. Amen? Hallelujah. So at work, each and every one of us, don't go to work and be sleeping at work. One brother said, we had somebody one day, and the person was sleeping at work. He felt so, oh my goodness, my name was on the line. Forget this person, a job, and he's sleeping on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you got to be the best. What did you learn, Kelma? What did you learn? One thing. Tell me.
I always pray to God.
Always pray to God. Can someone give a hand clap? Yes, what did you learn? No, yeah? What did you learn? One thing.
Always praise God.
Always praise God. Amen. Yes, you can.
To always trust in God. It doesn't matter what other people are doing.
Always be the best.
Always be the best. No matter what your friends are doing, sometimes they might want to trick you into, come, let's go take the teacher's pencil because I've got your own pencil at school. Don't do it. Or come, let's go to an all-night drinking party or what have you. Say, no, I ain't going. Okay, I'll say, they invite you, come go, let's go to a swim party. No, I'm not going. Yes.
I learned that even when other people are doing things, it doesn't mean we always have to join them. Like when everybody else was worshiping the God.
Yeah, God. Yes. Go ahead. Give him the other mic.
And I always praise to God, even though there's a consequence after that.
Always pray to God, even if there is a consequence. Let me ask us a question, and I ask all of us. If being a believer, if being a Christian was a criminal, was a crime, I apologize, would there be enough evidence to convict you? If being a believer, being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus, if it was a crime, would there be enough evidence to convict you? Are you willing to be convicted? Are you willing to pay the price? When Daniel was faced, and the boys, they say, you know what? We know God can save us, without that, but if he chooses otherwise, he said, we still will not bow down. So to all our teenagers going to college and what have you, I love the testimonies and stuff some of you have given. You made a stand for Jesus. There are some of the kids that were invited. Hey, 2, 3 a.m. in the midnight. Come, let's go smoke some joint. This young man remembered. He remembered what his parents had taught him. He remembered he heard the voice of mom. He heard the voice of dad. At 3 a.m., he was by himself. He fought the good fight of faith. I said, no, I ain't gone. He wasn't seeking popularity. Can somebody say amen? Popularity doesn't get us, doesn't get you and I to heaven. Only Jesus is the way. Hallelujah. Finally, these children have been learning some scriptures, so that when they get older, you will always remain with them. I'm going to ask the J team.
That's the J team.
Y'all, J, and y'all, C. That's the J team, and that's the C team. I'm going to ask the J team. There was a challenge that was thrown forth for them to learn Psalm 1. Because Daniel, at an early age, started learning these things. So when the going got tough, was able to stand in the day of temptation. All right? You ready? All right. You want to go first? All right. You have the mic? Psalm 1. Psalm 1. Don't put it up. Don't put it up. Go ahead.
Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in the season, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper, and his leaf shall not wither. The ungodly are not so, but are like the shaft that the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Okay, let me go back here before I come back over here. Challenge, right? All right. This is, you got your mic? Go ahead. Make sure it's on. Thank you.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by a river of water that bringeth forth fruit during his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever happens, he doth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but shall be like a calf which the wind driveth away. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For God knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
All right. Are you ready? Maya, go ahead, my dear.
Blessed is the man who walketh north in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who walketh north in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor seat in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drive it away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Auntie Flora the phone. Let her tell me what she thinks. Auntie Flora.
It's a tie.
Yeah. Flora said it's a tie. Oh my goodness. She's not partial. So she says it's a tie, then it's a tie. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now the kids are going to sing two more songs. Which one are you going to sing for us now? Okay, good. Stand up. I know they've been singing for a while. You want to give us the chord? Keyboardist? Because we have a God who never fails.
I have a God who never fails.
God, how happy your name, your soul, my sea God.
Lord, praise ye the Lord. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Praise ye the Lord. The word of God does not return void. Amen. The words that these kids are rehearsing will abide with them in the name of Jesus. The enemy will not steal from their hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Auntie Bukola to please pray for these children that the word of God will abide in their hearts with them as they grow up in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Precious Jesus, we thank you. You said in your word, you said, let the little children come unto me. For of such is the children, is the kingdom of God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for what you have done through these children. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained praise. Indeed, Lord, you have. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for these beautiful children. You have made them. They're beautifully and wonderfully made. Father, Lord, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for preserving us all, including these children, through the pandemic, through troubles and through trials. We thank you because today we're standing. They have come to give you praise. They have come to acknowledge that you are God alone and that you are God indeed. They declare you as God, and we join them, O Lord, to give you praise, to worship you, to declare that you are God alone. You are indeed the Almighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for these lovely children. We bless them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, these ones shall not die, but they shall live to declare the works of God. Father, Lord God Almighty, they shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Even as they have declared with their mouths, so shall it be in the name of Jesus. The word of God will not depart from their heart. You say we should teach the children in the way that they should go, that when they grow up, they will not depart from it. This one shall not depart from your way. They shall not depart from your house. They shall not depart from the word of God. Even the words that they have declared today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for those that have given time. Their teachers that have given time to teach them. Even when there was no services here, they were online teaching them. Father, we ask that you bless them. We ask that you increase them in the name of Jesus. I pray for this ministry, the children's ministry in this church. Father, Lord, that you will increase it, that you will grow it. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will send laborers into this ministry in the mighty name of Jesus. That next year, Lord, that it shall even be better, that it shall be greater in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for all that you have done. Thank you that we are alive to witness it. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We adore you, Lord. We worship your majesty. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and all that you shall yet do. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.